السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is Sha'ban, a month in which deeds are raised. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the most noble, the most merciful. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, having no partner in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader, our Sayyid, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah, and is his sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family and companions, all of them, and upon whomsoever follows them in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with taqwa. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and created those before you that you may become righteous. Ayyuhal muslimun, O believers. It is narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, If'alu al-khayra dahrakum, do good throughout your lives, wa ta'arradu li nafahati rahmatillah, and open yourself up to the fragrant breezes of the mercy of Allah. Fa'inna lillahi nafahat min rahmatih. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has these fragrant breezes from His mercy. يُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ, and He causes to affect thereby whomsoever He wills from His slaves. O believers, know that in the month of Sha'ban, this month that we're currently in, there are days and times and moments that are blessed. For it is in this month that we have been informed that our deeds are raised up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it would behoove us, and it would be an amazing and beautiful thing, that a person in this month pay attention to the time, and so it becomes a moment when he acquires great reward for his acts of devotion therein, and his faith increases and his spiritual rank is raised. For these are the moments of, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, that there are moments when we should strive. For about this month, he said, about Sha'ban, he said, ذَلِكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبٍ وَرَمَضَانٍ وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالُ إِلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, this is a month, i.e. the month of Sha'ban, that many people do not pay attention to. It falls between Rajab and Ramadan. Whereas it is a month in which the deeds are raised up to the Lord, i.e. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of all the worlds. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I wish that my deeds be taken up when I'm fasting. Because he mentioned this in the context of, he would fast profusely in this month. And so scholars have taken from this the understanding that Sha'ban very much serves as a muqaddimah, an introduction to Ramadan. It's almost like a training ground or a way of preparing yourself for Ramadan. And so that which has been legislated in Ramadan, i.e. the fasting and the extra ibadah, is something we should begin to habituate ourselves to in Sha'ban, so that Ramadan doesn't come and all of a sudden we're just getting used to this routine of ibadah and fasting. And so this is the reason why the Prophet ﷺ used to fast outside of Ramadan. He used to fast more in Sha'ban than any other month. So let us also follow this example. Let us not waste our time. Let us realize that these blessed moments, these opportunities of the nafahat, these fragrant breezes come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us as gifts. And unless we are ready, then they will return from whence they came. So let us make our hearts ready. Our hearts ready for Ramadan by habituating our souls towards ibadah in Sha'ban. And this so we can do, we want to do this so that the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are true towards us, wherein which He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور ليوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله إنه غفور شكور.
Indeed, those who recite the Book of Allah and establish the prayer and spend in His cause out of what we have provided them, both secretly and publicly, can expect a profit that will never perish, and that He may give them in full their rewards and increase for them of His bounty. For indeed, innahu ghafurur shakur. Indeed, He is the most forgiving and the most appreciative. Subhanallah, some of the ulama say, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying He is shakur, whereas He is the one who gives us the ability to do these gifts in the first place. So He gives us that and says He's grateful for it. We should be shamed if we don't take these opportunities to strive and to take these opportunities which are coming to Him as coming from Him as pure gifts. Brothers and sisters, in this month, there is a special night. This is known as the night of the middle of Sha'ban. And in this month, specifically based on various narrations and statements attributed to the righteous, that Allah sends His mercy on those who seek mercy and seeks His forgiveness and purification. Those who seek His forgiveness and purification shall avail that by Allah's mercy. So it's narrated on the authority of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, on the authority who says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah la yattali'u fi laylati nisfi min ash-sha'ban fayaghfiru li jami'i khalqihi illa li mushrikin aw mushahinin." That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks down on the middle night of Sha'ban and forgives all His creatures except a person who commits shirk or one who is in a state of hostility. So we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us, and we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes from our hearts grudges and bitterness towards anyone of the creation. And we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sow in our hearts the spirit of forgiveness, and that we turn to Him in our supplications and humility throughout these days, and especially on that night, the Nisf Sha'ban, as we lead up to the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless us with this ability to invest our time and our hearts and our souls in this month of Ramadan, and aid us in remembering You and in being grateful to You and in having a good opinion of You and Your ibad at all times, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. I say this and I seek Your forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness. Indeed, He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Ida'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.